Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hey, everyone.
My handy-dandy buddy.
I'm just so excited for this episode.
I know, you've been...
I'm so excited.
You've been very excited for months, really, because you went to Disneyland.
Yes, I did the Disneyland thing. I did all the Star Wars Galaxy that is there, and now got to go to Walt Disney World.
And that's what we call in the industry a tease, because we're going to get to that later in the show.
A little later.
But for right now, let's talk about all the other news. And, you know I sound like a broken record, but I feel like every week there's just a laundry list of items that we need to go over. It's just crazy right now.
It's so funny because even if we record, and then this afternoon more things will come out. Like, it's
right.
Just constant
barrage of theme park news. It's an exciting time to live in Central Florida because they're all competing against each other and trying to outdo one another. So it's good for all of us who love the theme park so much because there's so much to do now. So let's dive in first to Walt Disney World, a midday magic ticket offered.
Yeah, it just got offered today.
Oh, wow. Breaking hot off the presses news.
So guests can enjoy admission after 12 p.m. to one theme park per day. Pricing, I'm not aware of at the moment, but I know that they offer this ticket. If you want to sleep in,
yeah,
in the fall and you're just like, you know what? I just want to go in later in the day and you don't have an annual pass, this is a good offer. I know that I'm going to be offering it to my mother-in-law-to-be.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be going to Disney in December with like the whole family, my side, Dominic's, my fiance's side.
Right.
And I think that this is a good option for them because they like to sleep in and don't like to go to the parks at like the crack of dawn.
Right. No, I think it's a great idea. And also, like, if it's a little hotter, you know, in the summer.
Yeah.
Or the early fall months, you don't have, you know, you can go later in the day and still experience everything. I think it's a great option, especially, you know, for people who have family that are coming in town.
Yeah, it's offered until mid-December.
Awesome.
Mid-December. So look at those dates, look at the pricing to see if it fits for you and your family. So next up at Magic Kingdom, like we said, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party starts tomorrow.
Oh,
August 16th.
Well, they got to cram in as many nights as possible.
Absolutely. And what has shown up at the park? The decorations,
ooh,
the merchandise, the food. So I'm very excited to go to the parks in the coming weeks just to see all of the decor. And
oh my gosh.
My wallet is going to be crying.
It's going to be hurting for a while.
I saw a couple of things that I know that I want.
Okay.
So we'll see what
we'll dive into that once you get out there and check it out. All right. And we talked about it last week, your in-depth preview, but NBA Experience at Disney Springs is officially open for the public.
Yes. They had a pretty big opening. So
all right,
we're excited to see what your take is on it. So you could always email us.
Yeah. Let us know. Email us themeparksandrec@gmail.com. And then Epcot, lots of changes going on at Epcot.
The front of the construction stops at Hollywood Studios and it starts at Epcot.
Right. The front of the park fountain, gone. Getting a revamp.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole new fountain. And then the Living with the Land ride at the Land Pavilion near Soarin'.
Yeah.
That got an update as well. Got new projections, got new audio.
Cool.
So I haven't been on it just yet, but I'm intrigued to see what these updates have in store. Because they do have outdated photos and narration, so I'm excited to see it.
Very cool. And before we wrap up with Walt Disney World, I want to the story I saw the other day, because Central Florida, a lot of kids headed back to school this week or in the coming weeks. And this new story was a Florida mom heads to Disney World after dropping kids off at first day of school. So I really feel like the first day of school is more a celebration for the parents because they're like, oh, 2.5, 3 months of my kids being home all the time. Now I get to do something for myself. Lisa DeNoto Glassner, I think, she lives just a mile away from the Disney theme parks. She has 2 sons. She dropped them off at school for the first day this week and headed to the Magic Kingdom. She spent the day meeting and greeting all the characters, and she carried around a Walt Disney World pin along with her that read first day of school. So
that's something to celebrate. You
absolutely.
Know?
You made it through the summer. Go hang out with Mickey and Minnie for the day with just yourself. Not with your, you're not having to carry around yep. kids, drag them around the park, chase after them. Go for yourself.
See, the parks are for all ages.
Exactly. All ages. All right, because we love them too. So good on that mom for going out there and checking it out. It probably was very quiet that day as well.
Yeah,
the kids
it probably
back
was.
To school. All right, so let's get into SeaWorld Orlando. We kind of talked a little bit about this last week, but it starts tomorrow.
It's a one-day thing, so it's like the roller coaster day.
That's right. So Thrill Fest Ride Night tomorrow, August 16th at SeaWorld Orlando. If you love roller coasters, this is kind of a one-night special event just for you.
And check in our last episode, we talked about all the offerings they have.
Right, so go back and listen to that if you didn't check it out. And there's big news from SeaWorld Orlando coming August 20th during a media event.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
So they did say that there's a coaster coming that's more of like a snow theme.
Right, but we don't know what it's...
We don't know if this big news is going to be that or if it's going to be... whatever they have
different.
In store.
Yeah, so we'll keep you up to date on that on our next episode. So keep your ears peeled for that. Aquatica Orlando. Now through September 2nd, visitors can get a free 14-ounce beer at either SeaWorld or Aquatica. Right. If you're under 21, you can still get something. Free 12-ounce cup of fruit punch or lemonade. So something for everybody. Please
something
drink responsibly. Nothing like going to a theme park and having a couple brewskis, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. And then if you're under 21 or if you don't drink alcohol,
yeah.
This is a good option.
Yummy. Actually, on a really hot day at a theme park, a lemonade sounds really good.
And speaking of more beer... Beer Fest starts this weekend at Busch Gardens Tampa up until September 8th. So if you want to get your beer on, there you go. There's an event for you right here in Tampa, our backyard.
And Hallow Scream, they're not starting quite yet. Pretty soon, though, September 20th through November 2nd is back at Busch Gardens Tampa. And you want to go through the scare zones and everything?
Yeah, so they have a lot of returning scare zones like Camp DOA, Hell on Wheels, Dia de los Muertos, Maniac Midway. My apologies.
Deadly Toys.
Deadly Toys and Meat Market.
Oh.
Sorry, I cannot read
It's okay.
Today.
And then they've got three new scare zones. First Fear, Little Nightmares, and Carpe Noctem. Oh, I don't know. It's something, looks like something in Latin or something.
But, and the returning houses.
Oh, boy. These scare me. Just the names
Death,
scare me.
Water, Bayou, Wrath of the Queen, Insomnia, Patience, Revenge,
ugh.
Motel Hell, ugh. Infestation.
Yeah, not going to that one.
Black Spot, Bloodshed, and Simon's
Slaughterhouse. And the brand new houses, the residents, will put visitors inside the home of the picture-perfect suburban Clark family. So it's like a...
I'm thinking it's not so picture perfect.
No, something tells me
it's not going to be.
It's not going to be a walk in the park or the theme park. But Hallow Scream. I was I may or may not have been a scare actor once at Hallow Scream. I lasted 3 weeks because it was too scary for me to work there.
Really? Oh my.
Yeah, but they do such a great job over there. So get over there and experience Hallow Scream starting September 20th. Tickets, they go fast, especially for the like heavy,
the
most popular nights. So
the weekends especially.
Yeah.
And more scare at Universal Orlando.
Oh boy.
Universal Halloween Horror Nights, September 6th through November 2nd. They have all new scare zones. One in particular that I'm very excited about, okay. Zombieland Double Tap. That movie's coming out this fall.
That looks so good.
And they're going to have a scare zone for it. Yeah, Zombieland 2.
Okay.
And they're going to have a Rob Zombie Hellbilly Deluxe.
Fun.
An arcade.
Oh, that's cool. Play on words.
Vikings Undead and Vanity Ball. So those are the scare zones. Those
okay.
are the zones you have to walk through to get
yeah.
to the houses.
You know, theme
or
parks,
ride.
I would be ready to go check these things out because I like the shows and everything that they have. Not the houses, not the scare zones, the shows. They can be fun. They're far enough away from me. They don't touch me. They don't, you know, jump out and scare me. If you didn't have scare zones, because then I could get to places. But the scare zones keep me from going inside.
I don't mind the scare zones because you could see it coming pretty much.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a wuss.
Keep an eye out for things. Because the more you look scared and you start holding on to your friends that you're with,
right,
the more they're going to try to trace you or yeah. scare
But then
you.
I try to look all bad and mean and like, you can't scare me. And they're like, ooh, you all bad and mean. And I'm like, damn it. You caught me. I can't win here. But
they will
yeah.
catch you.
So lots of Halloween stuff starting either tomorrow or in the next couple weeks, believe it or not. Margaritaville, Orlando. This is cool. August 15th through September 14th. Guests who donate new school supplies can buy tickets for $29.99. General admission to the water park usually costs $49.99. So that's a nice little savings. And you're doing something good for the community.
Right.
So if you want to go check that out, go grab a couple school supplies and get your discounted tickets. So good on you, Margaritaville, Orlando.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right.
Here we
now, are. Now, for the moment we've all been waiting for, Michaela's review of Walt Disney World's Star Wars Galaxy Edge at Hollywood Studios.
It's
Michaela,
here.
Take it away.
It was so much fun. I did pretty much everything you could possibly think of except for build a droid. So that one, probably review coming later.
Okay.
But when you walk in the land, it's a different setup than Disneyland if you have been to it. When you walk right in, you come in through Grand Avenue next to the Muppets.
Okay.
So you walk into this like doorway, I would say, like this big arch.
Okay.
And it kind of transports you to the planet of Batuu. So you start seeing from this New York style, I mean this LA Hollywood style buildings turn into the rocks of Batuu.
Cool.
So it's a nice little subtle little thing when you're walking through, so you feel like you're journeying through it. When you walk in, it seems like an empty space right there. You're like, what are all these rocks, what are all these ships doing around here? Well, that's where Rise of the Resistance ride is going to be.
Okay.
It's opening December 5th at Walt Disney World, so it's not going to be as empty as it is right now.
Right.
So a lot of people had been saying that, like, why is it so empty right here? Because of the ride coming
it
out.
Won't be come
it will
December.
Not. And that's where the Resistance camp is.
Okay.
That's what they call that. So then you walk a little more and you see the market.
Mm-hmm.
So the market has all of the little shops. They have the toys, they have the merchandise for the Black Spire Outpost, like all the shirts you have seen maybe
mm-hmm.
online
mm-hmm.
and mugs and
anything
displays.
You could ever think of, because they want your money.
They do
want your
money.
And they're going to get a lot of it.
They even have, like, outfits you could dress up like the characters in Star Wars. Like, they are in-depth here.
Okay. All right.
And this is where I bought my Porg, but in the Disneyland one, but it's pretty much the same one.
Okay.
And something that I've noticed at the difference between Disneyland and Disney World is that not only are the rocks and the buildings different colors, it's much darker at mm-hmm. Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know the reasoning behind that, but I'm going to try to find out. And where the market is, the building is a little shorter than Disneyland. And I'm thinking it has something to do with hurricanes.
Oh.
So I'll figure out that later, but you'll see different subtle differences. You might not think it's as big
mm-hmm.
as Disneyland. Maybe weather had something to do with that. Now, I got to go back to Oga's Cantina, which
okay.
I thought I wasn't going to be able to, but they did have reservations available
nice.
There for it. And I got to try a new drink that I hadn't.
Ooh.
It's called the T16 Skyhopper. It's a vodka melon drink. It's
flavor.
Really good. And I didn't try it last time because I had so many other drinks.
Right.
But I have like a ranking that I did for the drinks that I've had at Oga's Cantina.
All right. Give them to us.
Number 5, the Yub Nub. It's a pineapple rum drink.
Okay.
My number four would be the Fuzzy Tauntaun, which is the yellow vodka drink that has the foam on top that makes your mouth and your tongue numb.
Okay.
So that's my number four. Number three would have to be, like I said, the new drink that I had, the T16 Skyhopper. Mm-hmm. It was very good, very sweet, and you couldn't tell the vodka was in it.
Oh, those are dangerous.
That troubles me. And then the number two would be the Jedi Mind Shrink. It's a blue vodka drink as well, very sweet. And number one, which they did not offer it at the Walt Disney World one because they ran out, was the Bespin Fizz. It's like this rum, pink, fruity drink. All of them are pretty much fruity except for the Jet Juice on the menu. It's a bourbon, so it really hits you.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are my top five.
Okay.
And
if you're old enough to drink, top five, please drink responsibly in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, but you can get your drink on at Oga's Cantina.
And they also have non-alcoholic drinks. The three drinks that I have had are the Hyperdrive Punch It, which is like a Powerade drink.
So it replenishes your electrolytes at the same time.
It does, because you're sweating a lot. And then I had the Cliff Dweller, which is another non-alcoholic drink. It's coconut and ginger ale.
Oh, I'm in for that.
It's very good.
Yum.
And they also have, which I have also had, the non-alcoholic Blue Bantha, which is the blue milk that they sell outside of Oga's Cantina, but not iced.
Okay.
Not icy.
Okay.
It's ice. It's cold with a sugar cookie on top.
Oh.
It's very, very good.
Okay.
One thing that I noticed at Oga's Cantina is right now they're not selling the souvenir mugs.
Hmm.
So.
Well, it's not officially open yet.
It's not officially open yet. And they said the reason why they didn't have it is because the shipment hasn't come in yet.
Right.
So I don't know if it's going to be offered at the pass holder previews.
Okay.
So if you're looking forward to getting the Porg mug or the Endor mug or the Rancor Tooth Flight, then it might not be there. So
I'm
trying not to get your hopes up too high.
Okay. All right.
And then the milk stand. Of course, the blue and the green milk tastes exactly the same as Disneyland, but you could add alcohol to it. Ooh. So the blue milk, you could have it with rum, and the green milk, you could have with tequila.
Ooh.
So I have the rum one. Also, you cannot taste the rum.
It's always scary. So dangerous.
Scary, scary. And the best thing is, if you have the Disney dining plan, it's a snack credit.
Not
the non-alcoholic one is a snack credit. So
that's awesome.
We got to use it. In there, it's already working and up in full force.
Nice.
And we were able to finally eat at Docking Bay 7 because they had the dining plan accepted.
Okay.
So we got the Braised Shack Roast, which is a beef pot roast.
Ooh.
Very good. A little pricey, but I think for the quality, it was good.
Okay.
And it also comes with a drink. You can either get a non-alcoholic drink, like we got the Moof Juice. Which is a non-alcoholic fruit punch, pineapple, orange drink.
Okay.
And it was really good. I kept going back for more. It was so good. And then also you could add for your meal with the quick service redemption is a beer. They have one beer there called the Gold Squadron Lager. We got it. And it was just like pretty much any old beer.
Okay.
But it was a golden
lager. With a really cool name, though.
Yeah, golden lager with a lavender plum flavor.
Ooh.
And not included with the meal redemption, but could be a snack. We tried the Batu Bon, which is a chocolate cake dessert, and an Oi Oi Puff, which is a raspberry cream puff. And those are both snack redemptions.
Okay. Gosh, it's a whole new language over there.
A lot of stuff.
My goodness.
Yeah, I'm speaking whole other languages here. But it's a lot of fun. People say there's not a lot to do at the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, but I beg to differ.
You beg to differ.
I beg to differ. It's just you have to, some of it is pricey and you just have to save up for it. Or you could just walk around and
experience it,
talk to the cast members. They act like they are from the planet of Batuu.
Okay.
And the last thing I wanted to talk about is my lightsaber building.
Yes.
So with the lightsaber building, it is $199. Plus tax, so it's very pricey.
Yeah, that's almost $200, folks.
But if you're a fan or if you would like your own custom-built lightsaber, this is for you.
Okay.
So you get to pick your...
Base?
No, well, at first when you get there, before you even get into the room, you have to pick what type of style you want.
Okay.
But they give you choices based on, like, the films.
Okay.
So there's Peace and Justice, Power and Control, Elemental Nature, Protection, and Defense. The one we went with was Peace and Justice. It's salvaged scraps from the fallen Jedi temples and crashed starships in these Republic-era designs. Honor the galaxy's former guardians.
Okay.
So it's very much like if you've seen Luke Skywalker's or mm-hmm. Obi-Wan Kenobi's lightsaber, it looks like that.
Okay.
And if you're thinking you want to do more of the dark side, it's the Power and Control looking lightsaber.
That makes sense.
So when you go in there, I'm not going to talk about too much that goes inside of it because it is an experience you should experience on your own. But they give you a box and they give you a little bit of a story behind all of it. The gatherers are the ones helping you build your lightsaber. And the colors you could choose from for your kyber crystal, which is the crystal that goes inside that deciphers what color lightsaber you have. There's red, blue, green, or violet. And we went with the blue one because we like Obi-Wan Kenobi. But what's interesting to me is that you could get the Power and Control lightsaber, which is the base. And
with a different
it'd be
color.
A green.
Cool.
It's a kyber crystal. So I liked how you were able to do that.
Okay.
And it's a great experience. It is pricey, but it comes with your experience, your lightsaber, a case for your lightsaber.
Oh, nice.
And
yeah, you can't just carry around a lightsaber. You need a
case for it. And it's a very nice case, too. I thought you had to pay extra for it, but they give it to you when you leave.
How long did this experience in total, you think, last for
it
you?
It lasted about like 30 minutes.
Okay.
So you're in there for a good amount of time. It's pretty much like a storytelling.
Okay. And you being a huge Star Wars fan, you're a bigger Star Wars fan than I am. And, you know, for the money and the experience, is it worth it?
I think it's worth it.
For a big Star Wars fan. So.
I think it's worth it because that's something that you could keep with you forever.
Absolutely. You can say you're one of the first that got it at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Yep. And just wanted to remind you guys that reservations are filling up fast for that. So I would get on that. If you know when you're going to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, try to look for a reservation as much as fast as you can or when you're finding that out. And you have to put a credit card down and it gets charged.
Right.
When you're making that reservation.
Okay, so you have to pay in advance.
Pay in advance.
All right, something to think about, but thank you so much. And I get to go next week.
So we had to hear all about that.
And I'm not as much of a Star Wars fan. Like, I've seen the movies, I understand the story, but I'm not into it as much as other people are. My dad is going to go with me. He is a Star Wars fan, so it'll be interesting to see his reaction. Mm-hmm. Too. So I'm super excited for that. It's part of the pass holder preview. Awesome. I'm so excited.
And I want to hear what you have to say about the ride.
Yes.
We'll talk more about the ride next time.
So excited for the ride. Although, excuse me, I heard that it's like a video game and like if you don't do your part, like you could end the mission.
Yes.
I've never had video games or really played many video games. So I'm like, oh no. I feel bad for whoever's with me.
My suggestion, if you like video games and you like all that interactive stuff, try to be the pilot.
Okay. If you don't, what should I be?
Engineer.
Engineer. Okay.
Engineer.
The math person. I'm terrible at math, but as long as I don't end the mission early, I'm happy. All right. So before we go, thank you, Michaela, for that great recap.
It was a lot, but you can always email us.
Yeah. Let us know if you've been and you had an experience that you want to share with us, themeparksandrec@gmail.com. Or if you have questions about it, please email us and let us know. All right. So to wrap up this week's episode, theme park tip of the week, what do you got, Michaela?
I tell you, book a tour. If you, let's say, either go to the theme parks a lot, or let's say it's your first time and you want to learn as much as you can in one sitting, I would try to book a tour. And all the theme parks in Orlando and Tampa do offer them, but there's different types.
Right. Busch Gardens has animal tours, animal experiences. Walt Disney World has different behind-the-scenes tours, like Keys of the Kingdom, which is on my list. I want to do it. I just haven't found time. You know, Universal, they have the VIP people that will walk you around and take you behind the scenes. So definitely a different perspective of your favorite theme park, especially if you go a lot.
Right.
Something new to try.
And if you have annual passes to any of the parks, always ask if they have a discount.
Always ask for a discount.
The worst you could hear is a no.
Right. Florida resident, already a pass holder, whatever it is, ask a discount. Because a student discount, you know, military
teachers.
Discount, teachers, you know, they love to offer good discounts, but sometimes you don't know about them unless you ask.
Absolutely.
So, all right. So thank you so much for joining us this week for another edition of Theme Parks and Rec. We will catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.